Something that the manager of Arsenal said during the week, reported in the paper on Friday, struck the chord in me. Life is important on a daily basis, he said. Life is important on a daily basis because you transform it. You try to transform it. And immediately when I read it, I linked this saying to the feast we're celebrating today. We are able to transform our life because of what happened on this day. Jesus entered into human form and so transformed it from within. And so he showed us how to transform daily life, or at least to try to transform it. Somebody who came on retreat here some weeks ago said to me at the end of our 2 days, most of my life I feel I have been trying to change other people, my 2 daughters, my ex-husband, and I have never seen it until now. But now I realize that I am the one that is meant to change. I found out since I began to try to change myself that all my relationships have slowly begun to alter. My life is being transformed. The only one I am meant to change is myself. And so often we spend our energies and half our lifetime trying to change others. And the self-help gurus in the daily papers, the agony aunts in our Sunday supplements, are full of the opposite advice. Here's one of them. Mrs. Mills in the Times has this advice for a woman who complains that her husband seems to live on the planet Mars. He's so clueless, she said, and she gives an example of how clueless he is. And then she asks the question, how do I go about dealing with a man like this without turning into a bossy control freak or going insane? And Mrs. Mills answers, don't worry about being a bossy control freak. Many men are like small, untrained puppies and need whipping into line. That's the wisdom of our time as offered by Mrs. Mills. And Jesus, as we know, offers another and contrary wisdom. He shows us how to transform our lives from within. Put your life into my hands, he says. Learn from me. So the question is, how do we try to transform our daily lives? How do we try to transform ourselves from within? First leader in yesterday's Times called for more tolerance in our world. Tolerance, it said, is a quality that struggles to be heard in the cacophony of our urban society. And the way to tolerance, the writer says, means recognizing what the Quakers call the inner voice, the inner light. That is the way for all who aim to transform themselves, the inner voice that tells us where to go and what to do. And Christmas reminds us that Jesus not only came into our world, but he comes into each one of us. Even more than that, it is his voice we hear when we listen to the inner voice. And it's not easy, obviously, to listen to that inner voice, to keep our eye on the light from within. But it is what Jesus offers us. And it gets easier if we try to practice it on a daily basis. If each time we are faced with a difficult situation, we listen for a moment and we get into the habit of trusting that inner voice, we find that our lives are slowly being transformed. The shepherds were led to Bethlehem by voices from heaven. The wise men were led by a light that lit up their way. And the light we are gifted with is within us. The voice that guides us and encourages us is within our hearts. And if in times of struggle or difficulty or doubt, we turned inwards and tried to answer the call from within, to listen to the voice from within, we will be sure of true guidance and confidence. I'd like to quote to you the wisdom of somebody who is a great writer in our times, a great spiritual leader, who says, you have to trust that inner voice that shows you the way. You know that inner voice. You turn to it often. But after you have heard it with clarity, you start raising your questions, making objections, and seeking everyone else's opinion. And so you lose touch with the God within you. You lose touch with the God within you. And he finishes, only by attending constantly to the inner voice can you be converted to a new life of freedom and joy, and your life will be transformed.